Our currency is rapidly falling against the dollar. What are financial institutions doing in this unfavorable situation? This question will now be answered by the manager of the largest bank in our city, Fernando Graves.
Good morning. I understand the concern, but let me explain here. The central bank launches a quantitative easing program, according to which the central bank will buy back 60 billion of securities on the market every month. So what is the program? A quantitative easing program is a monetary policy instrument that involves government money injections into the economy in order to increase the money supply on hand of the population and enterprises. This should lead to an increase in consumption and production, and as a result, to the restoration of a stable economic situation. In fact, you shouldn't exaggerate. We are far from an economic crisis. The complete collapse of our currency would mean the collapse of the continental market, and it's not beneficial to anyone. The governments of all countries need stability. Large and small businesses need stability. Banks and their leaders need stability. I'm a conservative person, and I like to wake up and through my window see the doors of our stock exchange, Bolsa de Vega, open every day like clockwork. Drive at the same time, the same route to work, where there are no traffic jams at every intersection. For example, I'm on the way to the bank and I'm absolutely sure that I will not be late for my meeting. This is stability, and it suits me. I don't want our city to look like, for example, the slums of the South Bronx. I hope I've explained the position, and I hope you won't be worrying about the current situation. Everyone needs stability. Rest assured that the government and central bank will do its utmost to support the economics.
This was a comment about the current situation from Fernando Graves, executive of Escondido Brothers Bank. We hope that his explanation will become a reality and the stability of our financial system will remain unchanged. To other news.